This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan again at this time. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get up. Got to get a getting. And we're happy to be back with you folks at this time. We're bringing you a study now on the general theme, demon possession. And we've been there quite a while, and we're looking now at baptism with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to get there in just a moment. But I have one of our radio choirs, gracious choir that we had before the storm, disbanded now, and we're not able, but we had 9 CDs made before that terrible storm come along. And I'm going to play you one of our songs and maybe whet your appetite to see and get some of these CDs. We're going to play you, let's see what we got here. What shall the harvest be? Oh, my friend. A gracious old song. You love these old blood songs? We have 9 full-length CDs of our radio choir, and they have just a gracious songs on them. Let me list a couple of them for you. Wounded for Me, Zion Stands with Hills Surrounded, The Church is One Foundation, Jesus Put Himself in My Place, Sweeter Every Day, The Shepherd of Love, Blessed Redeemer, Honey in the Rock. Any of these songs be worth the price, $5 for a full-length CD. Got about 18 songs on. Let's get back to our study. We're looking at demon possession, the general theme, and we're in that section now of baptism with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to go back and just revisit that in just a moment. We might have been in our last study, but I want to just go back and let's say, if you pick up your Bibles now, if you want, if you have time, go there. If you have your Bible handy, go there and look in the second chapter of Acts and see what happened there on the first day of Pentecost. We hear so much of that, don't we? First of all, let me just say, the word Pentecost has no significance whatsoever, except it means 50. 50 days after the resurrection of Christ. It's an Old Testament word, literally means 50 days after the Feast of the Passover. The Feast of Pentecost was the Feast of the First Fruit. It was the day that the Jews brought the wave offering before the priest. The Lord Jesus Christ had definitely told his disciples to tarry there at Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high in Luke 24:49. He then said, ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Then in Acts 1:8, he says, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me. The Lord Jesus had commissioned his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But he commanded them to wait until two things happened. First, they were to wait until they were baptized into Christ. Second, to wait till they received power from on high. Now, when the Holy Spirit came that Sunday morning, or the eighth day, or the first day of the week, he baptized that group of 120 into Christ, because the scripture says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. This baptism made them one in Christ. Christ became real, a living personality, and they were baptized into that one body. The second thing that happened to that group was they received power, because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2:4, we read, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to call your attention to the wording of that fourth verse. It does not say that they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. It says they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, it does not say in the third verse that tongues of fire rested on each one of them. That is, they were baptized into Christ. But it says in verse 4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the Greek word for fill is an entirely different word from baptize. The Greek word means baptizo. Listen, it's not baptizo, but it's plerio. The word plerio means to fill, to make full. Oh, my friend, the Holy Spirit filling the believer gives him boldness and power to witness for Christ. And when God saves an individual, the Holy Spirit takes up his abode in that believer's heart. Now, this is true according to God's word. Now, you get this great truth. Lay down your pots and pans there, mother, and listen. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Paul, writing to the Romans, said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So in salvation, the Holy Spirit comes in to dwell, takes up his abode in the heart of the believer, never leaves that believer until he goes home to be with the Lord. Now, I know I quote this verse often, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. These studies that we bring in on demon possession and the ones to follow shortly in the next few weeks, a divine healing, true and false, I know that they cut across the grain of many folks. I know that. But I see so much, my friend, where Satan has taken over the worship hour, taken over the worship in our churches. Now, I want to give you an instance. It'll just shock you. Right here in our local neighborhood in Walker, Louisiana, in this area, I read in a paper, they publish it in the paper, two Sundays in a row, one of our local Baptist churches have turned out their Sunday morning service in order to have one of them, they have a dog show where a magical dog does all kind of tricks and things. The public is invited. The next Sunday, they had a magic show. Free admission. No services on Sunday morning. The worship hour service given over to a magic show. My friend, if that's not Satan's work, I don't know what it is. For some pastor, the pastor of that church is a Baptist church. And listen, folks. Satan is a prince in power of this air. He has his emissaries everywhere you turn. And my friend, for him to take over the heart and mind of one of our Baptist preachers, it's a shame and a disgrace to allow that. And then I see in our neighborhood here, in our area, local area, churches are turning out their services. No service on Sunday night. I asked folks, they come in the bookstore and they said, oh, we don't have service on Sunday night. I said, why? Why? Well, we give our pastor a rest. Give him a rest. Time of rest. Well, I said, rest from what? Rest from what? He doesn't work for a living with his hands and tools and digging ditches and cutting logs. No. But listen, my friend, that's all a work of Satan. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But maybe it'd be better for folks like that to stay at home. It would. If they're not going to hear the truth there, you think they can hear the truth where they have a puppet show or where they have a magical dog, doing tricks, turning tricks, and then a puppet show? And then I went to a wedding in a big church here not long ago, and they had over in the corner, they had looked like a white sheet covering up some things back there. And I asked one of the members, I said, what's that back there? Oh, that's our puppets. Puppets? What you mean, puppets? Well, we have a puppet show for the kiddies. My friend, that's abomination. That's abomination. I take my stand against everything that's against my blessed Lord. Everything that'll detract and teach our children, bring our children up to watch a dog show, to watch a magic show. I heard a preacher on the radio one day. He said, I've told over 2,000 jokes in my ministry, and I've written a book, I Tell a Joke. He said, I tell a joke to warm up my audience. They love it. They like it. I said, sure they do, and they'll meet you in hell, my buddy. My old friend, they'll meet you in hell if you never repent. My friend Satan is on a rampage. Satan is tearing everything we hold dear and near to pieces. Is that what you do? Is that what your church does? Has puppet shows? Has a dog show on Sunday morning? A magic show? Some guy come do tricks? Pull a rabbit out of a hat or something like that? My friend, that's all Satan. That's all of Satan. If you don't believe that, my friend, I have no time for you. Satan is a living personality, and he walks up and down this land seeking whom he might devour. And deceived, blinded by the god of this world, Satan. And I know the old trailblazer gets stirred up. I know that. But my friend, I'm bringing you God's word, God's message, day in and day out, attempting to get to bring the truth, getting out the truth over the trailblazer broadcast, day in and day out all over this nation. Folks are writing me, telling me, Pastor, go on. Don't give up, Pastor. Preach on. Don't quit. We want to hear the truth. We don't hear nothing but this little false stuff on Sunday morning and Sunday night when we have service. We don't hear the old truth, how Christ died for sinners. We don't hear how that man is a sinner and Christ died for him. We don't hear repent or perish. We don't hear those things. But Trailblazer, don't give up. Don't give up. They tell me that. I have folks write me. Say, I'm 80 years old and never heard this truth since I was a child, since I was a girl, back there in their 20s and 30s. And my friend, I'm just bringing you simple God's message backed up by the scripture. And it does grieve my heart to see these churches turn out their services on Sunday night. Folks stay home, watch television, watch the ball game, go to the show. And then have a dog show on Sunday morning, have a magic show on Sunday morning when you ought to be preaching the truth, gospel preacher. Preacher, if you're saved, you ought to be preaching the truth. The old trailblazer, I wish you'd write me and let me hear from you. Do you agree with anything I say? Write me and let me know. If you're not, tell me. Call me old kook. Folks do that. But my friend, I'll be a kook for Christ's sake. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, post office box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.